Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Martin Stephenson is a tournament director of the Tour Championship. And here it is, Tuesday of tournament weekend. As we head to round one, Justin Thomas has a two-shot lead on Patrick Cantlay.
Good morning. That's good exactly morning. Right. First time a player's had to sleep on the lead on Wednesday night. Yeah, we're excited.
Right. It is the one winner this year because you've changed the format. And Martin, well, first off, welcome in. And you're going to have to walk us through this because I know a lot of fans are going to go, huh, why? So tell us why the change and what's going on here with this tournament this year.
So the big change, obviously, as you can see, if you pull up your PGA Tour app right now and look at the leaderboard, you do see that we've already got Justin Thomas starting at 10 under par. Every year, the PGA Tour, working with the players, try to make our championship, our FedEx Cup, better. And this year, we're very excited to debut this new strokes-based reset. So in previous years, when all the players made it to Atlanta, the top 30 players in the world, after they concluded the BMW Championship, we did a reset. It was just a points reset. And that allowed all 30 players a mathematical shot at winning the FedEx Cup by winning the Tour Championship. It sort of leveled the playing field when we got here to Atlanta and to Eastlake for the season-ending event. So moving into this year, instead of points, we're moving to strokes. And what it does is it just makes it so much easier for fans at home, all the fans out on the grounds watching, to know where everyone stands in relation to winning the FedEx Cup. Just look at the leaderboard. Last year, it was a little bit confusing, and as it has been in previous years, where, well, if this guy finishes tied for fourth versus fourth solo, he gets 485 points, and how do you add all that? It just gets confusing. Now we set it up, start out at 10 under par with Justin Thomas working all the way down to players 26 through 30 starting an even par, tee it up on Thursday, and let's see how this thing shakes out. And all you got to do is look at the leaderboard on Sunday to see who's going to be raising the FedEx Cup. So it just makes it that much easier for the fans.
Yeah, simplify it for us. That's what we want. But how much does not having Tiger Woods in this tournament kind of set it back a little bit?
Well, Hugh, I'll tell you, we have got the great benefit here of having the top 30 players playing the best golf this year. It is the most elite level of competition and the highest level of competition in the sport. I would have loved to see Tiger Woods here, but Tiger didn't make it, and we have the top 30 players here. If anything, it just shows you how difficult it is to make it to Atlanta. You have to play phenomenal golf throughout the entire season, or you got to get hot in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Just like any other sport. That's how you advance and ultimately have a chance at winning your season or your sports championship. And unfortunately, Tiger had an incredible win just 11 months ago here at Eastlake. Obviously a phenomenal win at Augusta with the Masters. Would have loved to see him. He just missed it. He needed a top 10 this past weekend at the BMW at Medina in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I thought he had it, got it going on Saturday, and unfortunately just didn't quite play as well on Sunday. So we are very happy and excited to welcome the top 30 players that we have. I mean, the looking at this leaderboard with Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed, Rory McIlroy, Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott, Ricky Fowler. There's so many big names here, and really it is a collection of the most elite field that we have to offer on the PGA Tour.
And this year, one winner gets $15 million. Can you imagine, Martin Stephenson, tournament director, what it's like on 18 on Sunday if you've got an eight-footer for $15 million?
John, I get nervous over a $2 Nassau putt with my buddies on a Saturday. I can't even imagine trying to line up a two-footer for $15 million. But that shows just how good these guys are. The competition, the pressure, that's what makes it fun, especially as a fan. You know how much is on the line out there. And to be able to have that front row seat, especially the way we have it set up at Eastlake, which is truly the most intimate environment for spectators to get up close and personal to the top 30 players in the world, you could be standing 10 feet from that player. I don't know who it's going to be. Is it going to be Justin Thomas? Is it going to be Brooks Koepka? Is it going to be Rory? But you could be standing 10 feet and maybe even see him shake a little bit as he's got a five-footer for $15 million on Sunday.
I'm talking with Martin Stephenson. He's in studio with John and Hugh, tournament director of the Tour Championship. And, Martin, of course, you moved the schedule up. And we talked about compressing the schedule this year. And every month was going to have a big event, beginning with the Players' Championship through the majors. And now you're in late August and not up against football. How do you think this is going to work out for you?
I'll tell you what, John, Hugh, it has done absolute wonders for our event to help us really transcend and become, you know, we always talk about moving from being a nice event in Atlanta to truly being an Atlanta event. And this date change has just been magnificent and just wonderful for the event. Atlanta is waking up right now and realizing we're the only show in town. We are the event in town. We're not having to worry about competition, whether it was the Falcons and the Saints playing at home on Sunday last year, Georgia Tech or Yellow Jackets hosting Clemson down on the flats on Saturday, Atlanta United having a home game. All this kind of clears the stage and sets the stage for our top 30 players competing out here at Eastlake. And we've seen it from just our hospitality, our corporate partners. You know, we're up over 20%, even though we lost a month on the sales cycle. So it has been a wonderful move. The overall elevation to the PGA Tour schedule as a whole, as you mentioned, John, starting with the players in March, having those monster global events every single month, obviously culminating here in Atlanta with the Tour Championship in August. And it has been phenomenal for the game of golf. And I think we've probably been the greatest beneficiary here in Atlanta with our move to this date, the weekend before Labor Day. And we're really excited about this sort of being our permanent home and planting our flag in this third week of August moving forward.
You know, I know you're excited about, you know, putting on this tournament and the way that it has progressed over the years and everything like that. But you have to have a favorite going into this. And I hate to put you on the spot, but I need to know, with all this going on this weekend, who do you feel has the best chance of coming home with that $15 million check?
It's funny, Hugh. I get asked that a lot. And look, I love so many of these players. They're all so great, so rootable. And I wouldn't want to take away from somebody's favorite. But if I had to pick, I'll tell you what, Brooks Koepka, the way that guy goes about his business, mm-hmm. the season that he's had, it'd be tough to bet against him. But at the same time, you're giving Justin Thomas a two-shot lead on everybody. So how do you go against that? But looking at it all, over 72 holes, I think Koepka's got a pretty good shot to pull this one off this year.
We're talking with Martin Stevenson. All right, Martin, last couple of minutes here. Let's talk about it. Course is open now. So if you want to go take part in it, you'll have, you know, Wednesday practice round and, of course, the tournament beginning on Thursday. And if people want to get involved in terms of going to see this, tickets are available still, right?
Yes, they are. I appreciate bringing it up, John. Most of our hospitality and upgraded tickets are sold out at this point, but we do have grounds tickets available. Encourage everyone to go to tourchampionship.com. We are getting close to a sellout on Saturday, so I would encourage people to go ahead and get your tickets now. As you mentioned, our gates officially open tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. For a practice round. It's a wonderful day. Tickets just start at $35 to be able to come out, enjoy, walk the ground, see the top 30 players in the world practice. And then on Thursday, we tee it up for real at 11:45. Gates will open at 10 a.m. each day. Getting down to the event, I highly suggest taking Uber. It is by far the easiest way to get there. We have got a very impressive program and partnership with Uber, where you're able to get dropped off just 30 yards from the 13th tee box, and we have a custom gate designated Uber lot. Very easy to get dropped off, walk in, and literally the second you step on the grounds, you're staring at the 17th green and the 18th tee box. I mean, it's essentially like getting dropped off at an Uber, and within about a 2-minute walk, you're standing on the 50-yard line. I mean, that's the equivalent of what we've built here.
Kind of sounds like parking is going to be like far, far away.
Yeah, so it's, when they designed and built the course in 1904, Hugh, they weren't exactly planning on having a monster global event every single year. So we are sitting in the middle of a neighborhood, Eastlake, obviously one of the greatest urban revitalization stories in the country. And we are very, very proud of the work that's been done in the Eastlake community. With being in a community like that, parking is a little bit of a challenge. So this year, we have secured parking for all of our fans, starting at the Georgia World Congress Center. Fans need to go online, go through your Park Mobile app. It's just a $15 per car fee. You need to get it before you arrive. We've got complimentary shuttles that'll be running continuously all day that'll drop you off at our Glenwood Gate, which puts you in right at the scenic 15th tee. You've got that gorgeous view of the lake and the clubhouse right when you come in. And then for overflow on Friday through Sunday, we've got additional parking at the City of College Park. That's just a $10 fee. And again, complimentary shuttles running continuously all day. But I would suggest Uber is the easiest way to get there, mm-hmm. or head to tourchampionship.com and get the information on the Georgia World Congress Center parking as well, City of College Park. And you can purchase that parking through Park Mobile.
Well, Martin, it's always great to have you. I look forward to a great tournament. One winner, $15 million. Yeah, it's going to be must-see TV.
And thank you for getting up so early, man, because it's kind of early for you, I know. But you're excited about the tournament starting everything.
I'm ready to go. How could you not be excited? We had 10 guys come in on Sunday night. I mean, they're excited. You mentioned it. We got somebody that's going to win $15
million
on Sunday. $15
million.
And it sets up all the exemptions and everything else for the rest of the year. We've got the top 30 players. Every single player on the PGA Tour have one goal at the beginning of the year. Get to Atlanta. How cool is that? Our city is the one destination that every single, all the greatest professional golfers in the world are dying to get to us. They're here now. Time to open the gates and let's get this thing started.
All right, Martin, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.